Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for a 40% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm today with mostly cloudy skies, otherwise a high near 81. A 30% chance of evening showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, a low in the low 60s. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons involved in a couple of recent incidents. A reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who stole tires and rims off a truck belonging to David Elliott off Enterprise Road. A reward is also being offered for information leading to the arrest of those who have been entering numerous buildings and vehicles in the area. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Callers do not have to give their name when calling in information, and tips could lead to a reward of up to $1,000. More news after this break.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Some drier weather is in the forecast for this week, which should help with area rivers and farm activities. Locally, the Little Wabash River east of Fairfield is the only river still above flood stage at 20.2 feet this morning. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7 feet, 11 feet below flood stage. At Carmi, the level is 24.9 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 10.3 feet. Flood stage there is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel stands at 15.1 feet today. Flood stage is 19 feet. Meanwhile, major flooding continues on the Mississippi River from Alton, Illinois, down to Chester. The river at Alton today was at 39 feet, 18 feet above flood stage, and just below the levels reached in the flood of 1993. At St. Louis, the river is at 45.6 feet, over 15 feet above flood stage. And at Chester, the river is at 46.1 feet. That's over 19 feet above their flood stage. Measles outbreaks are still a concern in Illinois and across the country, and the Illinois Department of Public Health wants to spread the message to get kids vaccinated against the disease. IDPH Director Dr. Nagzi Aziki says they will be taking to the big screen to get their word out.
We definitely are trying to increase immunizations by educating the communities, by increasing access with our even mobile vans to some places where kids would need to be immunized, whether that's registration fairs, whether that's church events, community events.
Currently, there have been 8 cases reported in Illinois. The last time the state saw more was in 2015 with 17 cases. Both Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield and DuCoin will get a new revenue source under the gambling expansion legislation, according to State Representative Tim Butler.
50 video terminals, video gaming terminals on the fairgrounds, 30 in DuCoin on the fairgrounds. During the 10-day run of the fair. So it'd be in the beer tents. So you got to be 21 to get in the beer tent. So that will allow a little bit of money. You know, that's not going to be a ton of revenue, but it's going to be some. It's the state share, which is 35%, will go into a fund to improve the infrastructure and specifically for standard for harness racing at the fairgrounds.
Butler also says the door will open to possible horse races beyond the run of the Illinois State Fair.
Additionally, we included in the State Fair Gaming Act the allowance for 30 days of harness racing on the state fairgrounds. And so I've had I had a discussion with Director Sullivan a week or so ago. I've had multiple discussions with the governor's office and my colleagues in the legislature about this, including Leader Durkin. How can we bring more harness racing back, additional harness racing to the fair, more than we do just to the state fair? I mean, my goal in this is to help the horse industry to get, on a day-to-day basis, have more people out there in the horse industry.
A new World War II exhibit is now open at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. Kim Howard has the story.
The exhibit is called In This Great Struggle, The Greatest Generation Remembers World War II. Museum Executive Director Alan Lowe says it includes interviews with veterans who served during the war.
And then also some great artifacts and images and some World War II posters we had in our collection as well. We have Dwight Eisenhower's helmet from the war. We have a flag from D-Day. It goes on and on. An Indian motorcycle. It's really very cool. So a number of artifacts, but really those interviews frame the basis of the whole thing.
The exhibit runs through mid-January and is included in the price of admission. Discounts are available to veterans, military personnel, active duty troops, and their families. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Frontier Community College will host a three-day baseball camp this coming Monday through Wednesday. The camp will be led by head coach Brandon Benton and assistant coaches Jimmy Brenneman and Zach Gersh. No pre-registration is required. The baseball camp will be held from 9 a.m. to noon on FNB Field, located next to the Bobcat Den at 130 Market Avenue. Coaches will work with campers one-on-one and as a group while focusing on the fundamental skills of pitching, fielding, hitting, and base running. Each day will include drills and games, and the final day will end with special activities. Children ages 5 to 12 are invited to attend. Participants should bring their own bat, glove, and sneakers or cleats. All campers will receive a free T-shirt at the end of the camp. The cost is $85 per child, and payments will be taken the morning of the event. No pre-registration is required, but parents can visit fccbobcats.com to complete the required parent permission waiver form. Anyone seeking more information can contact assistant coach Jimmy Brenneman by phone at 513-287-9151 or by email at brennemanj@iecc.edu. State Senator Dale Ryder is hosting a free senior health fair, bringing together over 30 vendors to provide screenings and helpful information for area seniors. The event will take place from 9 to 11 a.m. on June 19th. That'll be at the Lifespan Center in Charleston. Free screenings will be available for attendees, including blood pressure, grip strength, hearing, and balance. No registration or entrance fee will be required. Attendees are encouraged to stop by, enjoy free refreshments, and explore the wide array of information and services available for seniors. Participating vendors will be offering information on a number of topics. Anyone with additional questions can contact Senator Ryder's district office at 217-235-6033. And Frontier Community College has scheduled free GED test prep classes beginning Tuesday, July 2nd. Class will meet for 5 weeks from July 2nd to August 6th, and day and evening classes available. GED test prep will meet in room 107 of West Hall on the FCC campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The daytime class will meet from 9:15 to 11:45 a.m. The evening class will meet from 5 to 8:45 p.m. Vanessa Anderson will be the instructor at both sessions. Newly enrolled students are required to attend an orientation on Monday, June 24th at 9 a.m. or Wednesday the 26th at 5 p.m. Students must register and attend orientation before class begins in July. GED test prep reviews all of the subjects on the GED exam, including math, writing, reading, science, social studies, and the Constitution, as well as job preparation skills. The GED exam is a computerized test and offered on all four IECC campuses. FCC's adult education classes can also help students prepare for other high school equivalency tests, such as the HISET or TASC tests. Online classes are available to qualifying students. Anyone looking for more information or who would like to register for the course can call FCC's Adult Education Office at 842-3711. That's a look at the news. Area deaths are next.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 55-year-old Wentzville, Missouri resident, formerly of Wayne City, Carol D. Wood, died Saturday in Wentzville, Missouri. Surviving are his wife, Mary Wood, his parents, Verdon and Glenda Smith Wood, a daughter, Megan Wood of Wentzville, Missouri, a son, Dalton Wood of Wentzville, Missouri, a sister, Lisa Raines, and husband, Jeff of Blueford, grandmother, Ruth Wood of Blueford, parents-in-law, Merle and Judy Schertz of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and his beloved dog, Butterscotch. A visitation for Carol D. Wood will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Pittman Funeral Home in Wentzville, Missouri. A second visitation will be held Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. The funeral service will begin at 1 p.m. at the chapel. Interment will follow. Memorials may be made to Brain Cancer Research or the Wentzville Police Department Blue Line family in care of Pittman Funeral Home, P.O. Box 248 in Wentzville, Missouri, 63385. The Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of the arrangements. 84-year-old Crossville resident Francis Ray Cox died Friday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. He was a farmer and a U.S. Army veteran serving in Germany in 1958 and 1959. He also worked as a mechanic at Carter's Texaco Service Station in Crossville. Survivors include his wife, Phyllis, sons Billy Ray Cox of Evansville, Jeffrey Ralph Cox of Crossville, a sister-in-law, Leanna Reese, 5 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. Visitation for Francis Ray Cox will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Military honors will be conducted at 7 p.m. immediately following the visitation at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Private family burial will follow at a later date at Phillipstown Cemetery in Phillipstown, Illinois. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Ricky Dean Kaiser died Thursday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He worked as an ag inspector for the Department of Weights and Measures for the state of Illinois. He was an avid deer hunter and a member of Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Surviving are his father, Walter Kaiser of Fairfield, sons L.T. Kaiser of Sisney and Randall D. Kaiser of Fairfield, 4 grandchildren, a sister, Sherry Lynn Baker of Edwardsville, and 3 brothers, Larry L. Kaiser of Sisney, Samuel L. Kaiser of Jeff, and Greg K. Kaiser, also of Jeff. Visitation for Ricky Dean Kaiser will be Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. A funeral service will be held immediately following at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Cremation will follow the service at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church or Union Grove Youth Camp and will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney which is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Mount Vernon resident David R. Lemon died at 2:01 Thursday morning at his home. Surviving are his wife, Elizabeth Libby Harrison, sons Sean Lemon of Mount Vernon and Zachary Lemon of McLeansboro, a daughter Jessica Stover of McLeansboro, several grandchildren, a brother Gerald Lemon of Tullahoma, Tennessee, a sister Sherry Moss of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and several nieces and nephews. David worked as a computer analyst for Xerox Corporation, which he later retired from. He was of the Episcopal faith and loved animals, especially his dogs. He loved music and enjoyed playing his fiddle. Per David's request, a celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Jefferson County Animal Shelter. The Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Politics has always been a war.
Rush Limbaugh.
And properly so. Politics is about the seminal arguments of what kind of country we're going to have. Are we going to have a free and open nation built upon the liberty of his citizens, or are we not going to have that? That's what our politics is about. Liberty and freedom or not. Guess which party represents the not.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Here's your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Chicago Cubs knocked off the St. Louis Cardinals 9-4. The Chicago White Sox shut out Kansas City 2-0. It was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 5-3. And Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 4-1. The Cardinals and the Cubs play tonight at Wrigley Field in Chicago to wrap up their series. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 5:20 this evening. National Hockey League, it's Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight at 7 between the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. St. Louis leading that best-of-seven series 3-2. That's your sports update for today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs saw the Cardinals explode for 4 in the first inning off John Lester, 3 on a home run by Marcell Ozuna, and one out later, Harrison Bader hit a home run. But then Colton Wong singled with 2 outs in the first inning. After that, the Cardinals didn't hit the ball out of the infield the rest of the game and lost 9-4.
John Lester started out rough but got better as the game went along. The Cardinals couldn't get anything against Lester, and the Cardinals bullpen really struggled, John, for the first time in a while. They just could not keep the Cubs down. The Cubs, even though they had a bad start, took command of the game in the middle of the game, especially the 4-run sixth inning.
It was a home run by Kyle Schwarber, tying the game in the fourth inning. Victor Caratini drove in 3 with a double in the sixth on the way to a 9-4 win. Now Adam Wainwright will try to stop the bleeding tonight.
Cardinals are going to have to figure out a way to beat Chicago in Chicago. They are now 0-5 here at Wrigley.
We're on the air at 5:10.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
And the Fairfield area weather, mostly cloudy today, a 40% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 80. Partly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of evening showers, a low in the low 60s, mostly sunny. Monday and Tuesday, highs near 76 Monday, 78 Tuesday. Partly sunny Wednesday, an afternoon shower or storm possible, a high in the mid-70s. Sunny Thursday, a high in the mid-70s, and mostly sunny Friday with a high near 80. Picked up 0.26 of an inch of rain yesterday. The present Fairfield temperature is 71.